hello and welcome to All Things Queer, your weekly update from across the extended queerverse. My name's Samuel England and I'm going to be with you for the next hour or so. Big shout out to Fiona for another fabulous edition of On The Record. On today's instalment, we'll be chatting with Pride CEO Chun Tan about all the fun festivities ahead for this Pride Month. Then later, we'll be chatting with the hilarious comedian Adam Piper Scott, who will be in Perth in the coming weeks as a part of Perth Comedy Gala and the WA Comedy Week. As always, we will have a bunch of new music for you, and I would love for you to get in touch. You can flick us a message on 0405 921 921 or email studio at rtrfm.com.au. Well, Pride Month has pretty much kicked off here in Perth. During the month, there'll be celebrations, events, and activations happening all throughout November here in Boorloo. Joining me today is Chun Tan to tell us all, CEO of Pride Fest. Chun Tan, to tell us all about this year's festivities. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy Pride, Sam, and happy Pride to all the listeners out there.
Happy Pride. thank you so much for joining us. Let's just jump straight into it because I know there's so much to cover. What do we have to look forward to this year during Pride?
Oh, this is the biggest Pride Fest we've had ever. And this year we've got over 65 events happening all across a four-week period.
So we're going to be very busy, aren't we?
We are. You've got something to go to almost every day. It's all going to kick off this Friday at the new Pride Piazza, formerly known as the Northbridge Piazza.
Lovely.
It is now a space that's really sort of dedicated to the LGBTQIA plus community and also will become the new office for Pride WA as well. So from 6:30 p.m., join us. Everyone is welcome. It's a free event for the community. Please come and celebrate this historic occasion with us. There'll be an address by the Honourable Michael Kirby, and also performances by the Perth Pride Choir and Bachelor Girl, that iconic 90s duo.
What an amazing opening to Pride. Now, it's back in Northbridge this year. It's been a while since it's been there. 3 years, is it?
Almost. First parade in almost 3 years that's in Northbridge, yep.
And it's so awesome for it to be back. This injects so much life into Northbridge. But you were just telling me, so we have the Pride Parade that happens in Northbridge, but you were just telling me that something a little different is happening this year. Can you tell us about that?
Definitely. So this year, the parade kicks off from Russell Square, goes down Aberdeen, William, James, and then goes back to Russell Square. What's different about this year is that we're also going to have an after party at Russell Square. So at the end of the parade, we will be inviting the spectators to join the parade and follow us to Russell Square. There will be a free performance and concert at Russell Square featuring RuPaul Drag Race's Queen Kong.
Legend.
And also on Parker Street, which is adjacent to Russell Square, all the floats that you've seen gone past will be parked back at Parker Street so that you can get up close and personal and get your wonderful Instagrammable moments.
Yeah, I think it's such a great idea. I think it's such a cool way to involve everyone who's come out to support and show their love. Just continue the party on afterwards.
Absolutely. Extend the love till about midnight.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. And so obviously the parade and Fair Day are not the only things happening. Obviously such big focal points, such iconic events for Perth. But what else can we expect? You mentioned there's going to be some movie screenings.
Yes, there's a movie screening that I think everyone should be very excited about. It's a movie called Hashtag Look At Me. It's a Singaporean LGBT movie that has, I think, about a week ago been banned in Singapore, so they can't even watch it in Singapore. And Perth and Pride Fest is where the Australian premiere of that film is taking place, and we are flying down the director Ken Kwek over from Singapore to do a live Q&A. It's on 17th November at the Windsor Cinema in Netherlands, and Eventbrite is where you can get tickets to this movie.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Obviously, our love goes out to our Singaporean queer brothers and sisters who have had quite a time the past couple of years.
Yes, they've only just had a promise by their prime minister to have homosexuality decriminalized in that country. But to this day, they still can't have a full-blown pride parade.
Well, that's going to be so amazing to have Ken in to show the film and for us to experience it and show our love and support to them. What else is on? 60 days of...
Well, we definitely have talked about Fair Day.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Fair Day. Last year, we had about 15,000 people turn up to Fair Day.
Oh, my God.
It was huge. And, you know, I remember by the end of the day itself, we had all these stallholders going, when can we register for 2022?
Oh,
so this year, I can say that we've had about a 20% increase in stall applications. Well, so we're up to about 136 stalls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's going to be a huge day. But what's really, really exciting is that we've got great performances that are free on the day itself. We've got local band Joan and the Giants who are playing.
Awesome.
And also we've got the annual dog show. Everybody loves the dog show. And bring a pooch along, juice it up, you know, make it look absolutely fabulous. I think Minister John Kerry's hosting that one. That's his favorite thing to do all year. And most excitedly, we are bringing in from the U.S., the Queen of Bounce, Big Freedia, who most recently appeared on the single Break My Soul by Beyoncé, that's number one across the world. So Big Freedia is coming to Fair Day in their only performance in Western Australia.
An exclusive just for us. And we love, you know, local music and international. So that is so awesome to see. Fair Day for me, looking back over the years, probably always my favorite event, I would say. Just like day in the sun when it is sunny, if we can pray to the weather gods that we get a
keep the rain over in the East Coast.
But yeah, for me it was always the funnest day, being out in the sun with my friends, having a drink in the park.
It's gonna be awesome. Yeah. And you know, with Big Freedia, I'm promised a lot of twerking will be happening.
Yes, beautiful. How can we find out about all the amazing events happening for Pride?
You go to pridewa.com.au/program, but you can also pick up physical programs in venues all around Perth. Or if you can track down a copy of the West Australian from last Saturday, there's also a copy of that program in there too. So plenty of ways, but pridewa.com.au/program. Can I quickly talk about some of the other exciting events as well?
Please do.
For the foodies out there, we have three MasterChef contestants coming over to give demonstrations and cook for us as well. So this is on the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. We've got Courtney Rolston from Sydney. We've got Scott Bagnall from Brisbane and Elise Pulbrook from Melbourne. These are all fan favourites. Courtney and Scott are LGBT identifying contestants as well. So they'll come to the Pride Piazza, do a bit of a demonstration, and also cook you a 2-course meal, which is amazing.
Oh,
so yeah, if you're a real foodie, Eventbrite's also where you can get tickets as well to this event. So please come out and support them. We've got also trans writers Cadence Bell and Kaya Wilson. Kaya Wilson's written a book about his own experience growing up trans, and so has Cadence Bell. Cadence Bell is a self-professed trans bogan. And so on the 23rd and 24th of November, along with Scott Patrick Mitchell, which is a local poet, on the 25th, it's all happening at the City of Perth Library Auditorium. So again, tickets through Eventbrite.
Beautiful. And so there's so many events on this Pride Festival, and obviously you're going to be at a lot of them, but what is the one that you're most looking forward to?
I love the Great Pride Fest Bake Off every year, and this is going to be happening on Sunday, the 20th of November this year at the Pride Piazza. It's the day when everyone in the community bakes a cake, bakes some naughty looking pastries, brings them for judging, and then we sit down and drink beer and eat cake in the park.
I love that. Does it get competitive?
Very much so. Ooh. And there's definitely prizes to be won. I think, you know, lots of Coles vouchers on the day to be given away for all your wonderful entries. So go to our program. I think there's six categories that you can compete in, but the program will have all the details there. 20th November, just come to the Pride Piazza. It's all free to be a part of.
Awesome. Chin, Thank you so much for joining us. And we cannot wait to experience all the amazing events happening for Pride.
Look forward to seeing all of you out there.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
And you are back on All Things Queer. And in continuing with our Pride, theme Pride, it's time to chat with the hilarious Anna Piper Scott. The Perth-born trans comedian has been making waves this year and will be gracing our sunny shores once again to host the upcoming Perth Comedy Gala happening this Pride month, as well as her own solo show, which I'm told is bloody hilarious. Anna, thank you so much for joining us here on All Things Queer.
Thank you for having me. It's a nice throwback. I haven't been on your show for years now.
Well, welcome back. We're still here and we're still queer.
Nailing it. You're doing wonderful.
So you're Melbourne-based now, but how does it feel to be coming back to WA and being able to bring your own show over to the West Coast?
I'm really excited because the WA comedy scene when I left was a pretty straight affair. I was one of the only queer people around when I left. I always felt a little bit guilty for leaving, and now I'm coming back and there's a whole crew of queer people. There's two trans women doing comedy in Perth at the moment alone, which is insane. Like that's Melbourne numbers that Perth is.
Well, yeah, that was actually going to be one of my questions. Like, how have you seen the comedy scene in, where you are now, but in just in Australia in general, how have you seen the comedy scene change over the years for LGBTQIA plus comedians?
I think it's definitely diversifying quite a lot, you know, so that, I'm in a little group chat on Facebook with all the trans women in comedy in Australia, and it kind of grows every couple of months. We just add another one to the group. And there's a couple of, you know, eggs that we're maybe waiting to crack. but I think it's also that people don't need as much spoon feeding as they used to. I felt like when I was doing comedy before, when I, you know, first transitioned, I had to like really be like, now, if you don't know what trans means, it means this and that, you know, had to really explain stuff. And now I can kind of get to more interesting, funner, you know, more hilarious ideas, you know. So that's the big change at the moment, I think, you know. And then we're actually getting more queer people into the audiences, which is the other nice thing, because I think a lot of trans people especially felt really uncomfortable coming to comedy shows. Because they're like, oh, I'm going to be the butt of the joke. And now they get to come and see someone like me and kind of be like, oh, this is what it's like to be on the other side of that power dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, just carving out those spaces in any area of life, but particularly the really hetero, straight kind of scenes. But yeah, really doing the work. So it's amazing to see you carve out those spaces. A space you will be carving out when you're in WA. So WA Comedy Week is on from the 7th to the 13th of November, which coincidentally lines up with Pride Month for us in WA. You'll be hosting the Pride Comedy Gala Friday 11th at Rekabytes, featuring some heavy hitters in WA the WA comedy scene. Who are some of the acts we can expect to see, and who are you most excited to see?
Well, I mean, I just mentioned there's two trans women in Perth comedy at the moment, which is Courtney Maldo and Aves Robbins. Aves Robbins was the Raw comedy winner for WA, which is a huge deal. I haven't been able to see either of them live, which is what I'm really excited about. My good friend Aidan Doherty, who I haven't seen in a few years, is going to be on. So I'm really excited to see what he's doing because it's been a few years since we caught up. Alicia Marsh, who did a show called King of the Lesbians, which gives you a sense of, you know, that flavour. So I'm really excited to see what they're doing at the moment. So it looks like a really eclectic group of people, and I just get to be the fun, you know, hostess, just flitting back and forth between them and just having fun with a big group of, you know, queer-friendly people in a big venue. But apparently it's selling fast, from what I've been told. So I'm hoping that people can actually get in who are listening to it right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Rekabytes is a pretty big venue, but not big enough to fit us queer folk all in at the same time. But it's going to be a busy weekend for you when you're home. That Saturday, the day before the comedy gala, the day after, sorry, yes, the 12th, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's when you're...
The gala is on the 11th of November at 8:30, and then almost 24 hours later, Saturday, 12th November at 9 p.m. at the Oasis Comedy Club is me doing a solo show that I've brought over just for Perth that no one else is going to get.
That is amazing.
Good Times and Great Classic Hits.
So, Anna Piper Scott, Good Times and Great Classic Hits. What was the inspiration for the show and the title as well?
So I've been doing like a lot of kind of like fringe festivals and stuff like that, really trying to make a name for myself, and kind of I've been angling for those awards and those reviews and stuff like that to put myself on the map. But to do that, you've got to have like this big narrative arc, and you've got to have like a bit of emotion and sentiment and stuff like that, which I enjoy. I'm good at it. It's really helpful, you know, for especially for this audience, so to kind of like see that side of the trans experience. But it's just, it's been a while since I've just been able to have like just an hour of fun. I don't have to, you know, worry about managing people's feelings, and I don't need to worry about putting in a trigger warning, and I don't worry about, you know,
all that
sort of stuff. I can just play with an audience. So I'm bringing over some of my favorite jokes. I'm going to be doing a lot of kind of like improv and crowd work. It's going to be very much like decided by the audience what the show ends up being. You know, there's it's a bit of a choose your own adventure type show, and it was just that's what the title was meant to reflect as well. Just, you know, it's Good Times and Great Classic Hits with some of my favorite jokes, and just a good time playing about with an audience in between.
And so when you're coming up for the ideas for a show, like, how do you even begin to write a set? Like, I second guess myself writing a text message, let alone a full comedy set. So where do you start?
I usually will just be saying stuff in conversation, and then people will laugh, and I'm like, maybe I should repeat that to a larger group of people. It's usually just taking stuff that I say in conversation. I'm usually just accidentally funny, and I just try and repeat my mistakes in front of an audience.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Anna Piper Scott, thank you so much for your time. We cannot wait to see you when you're back in Perth. Where can we find tickets?
All the tickets are on the WA Comedy Week website, which is wacomedyweek.com. It's, as so you said at the start, 7th to 13th of November. There's a whole bunch of different shows on. It's really exciting to see. Colin Ebsworth, who's put this whole thing together, is really just trying to prove that WA has a giant comedy scene that's worth being put on the map alongside Melbourne. And, you know, if more stuff like this keeps happening, maybe I'll be tempted to come back to Perth more often.
Amazing. And we would welcome you with open arms. Anna, thank you so much for joining us on All Things Queer.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
That was trans comedian and all-round legend, the hilarious Anna Piper Scott, chatting about her upcoming show, hosting the Pride Comedy Gala, and her solo show, Anna Piper Scott, Good Times and Great Classic Hits.
You're listening to All Things Queer, first broadcast on RTRFM 92.1.